This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran at this hour is coping with the aftermath of a destructive earthquake which killed at least five people, with hundreds more injured. It is feared those numbers will rise as rescue operations go on. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Iran's seismological center says the magnitude 5.9 quake struck Tark County in Iran's eastern Azerbaijan at night. Over 40 aftershocks rattled the rural area and residents rushed out of their homes in fear. State television reports many locals were injured when they fled in panic and that at least 30 homes have been destroyed at the quake's epicenter. Rescuers have been dispatched to the region.
Charles Ledesma also addresses Iran's earthquake history.
Shallow quakes tend to cause more damage as deeper ones need to travel farther to the surface, losing energy along the way. Iran is on major seismic faults and experiences one quake a day on average, but most are mild. In 2003, a magnitude 6.6 quake flattened the historic city of Bam, killing 26,000 people, while a magnitude 7.1 struck western Iran in 2017, killing more than 600 people and injuring more than 9,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's nuclear agency has announced it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordow site. It is another move away from Tehran's six-power 2015 nuclear deal. The energy agency says the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. Iran has established a pattern of undercutting the nuclear treaty, which the United States left over a year ago. To end that pattern, Tehran is demanding that other signatories to the agreement help it navigate around U.S. sanctions on its vital oil exports. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go day or night to the web, to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile web. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new unreleased book called A Warning paints a stunningly negative profile of U.S. President Donald Trump. It is written by someone known only as Anonymous. In the book, the president is described as being like a 12-year-old in an air traffic control tower. In excerpts quoted by the Washington Post, the author says at one point, a number of administration officials considered resigning together to sound a public alarm over Mr. Trump's conduct in office. More from AP correspondent Matt Small.
A Warning is the title of a new book by an anonymous author, described only as a senior official in the Trump administration, that's due to go on sale November 19th. But White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham is calling it a work of fiction, and the author a coward for not revealing themselves. According to the Washington Post, which has already managed to get a copy, the author describes President Trump as volatile, incompetent, and unfit to be commander-in-chief. Someone who stumbles, slurs, gets confused, is easily irritated, and has trouble synthesizing information. Matt Small, Washington.
The White House says Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is ignoring his subpoena today for impeachment inquiry testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, as that investigation of President Trump moves toward public hearings next week, a major question is whether former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. It is generally accepted that Bolton was strongly against withholding U.S. military aid for Ukraine unless that country opened an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden. The move toward a Trump impeachment is centered on that issue. This week is marked by the deep sadness of funerals for the American women and children gunned down and burned to death in Sonora, Mexico this week. We get a report from Eve Johnson of Reuters.
Donna Rae Langford and her two sons were killed in the attack. Her mother is calling for action.
I feel that they really need to get on it. They really need to do something and take it very seriously, because it is serious. This should not have happened to three women. And the children that were all hurt, injured, and died needlessly.
Both officials and relatives say the killings seem to be the work of rival Juarez and Sinaloa drug cartels battling for control of the area. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged Mexico and the United States to wage war on the cartels together.
That was Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson. There is fresh hope of easing in the U.S.-China trade war. Both countries have reportedly agreed to back off on a series of tariffs in the first phase of an interim agreement between the world's two biggest economies. Chinese and American businesses and consumers stand to benefit from the deal, which has yet to be finalized. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.